In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, in today's Mass, in the Epistle, we see how the prophet Eliseus cured a man named Naaman, who was a Syrian pagan general, and the prophet cured him from leprosy, which was very horrible disease. And he told Naaman to wash himself in Jordan River 7 times, and he was made clean. It is baptism which cleanses us from sins, and today's epistle is a very important prefiguration of baptism. That means that as formerly the healthy waters cured people from leprosy, in our time baptism cures you from something much more serious, namely original sin. And today, because it's leap year, we also have our leap day, that is February the 29th. And there is a saint assigned on this day in the calendar as well. He is Saint Oswald, and he was an English bishop who lived in the 10th century, and he has the unfortunate and the privilege, so to speak, of being celebrated only once in four years. And Saint Oswald came from a very high-ranking and noble English family, and he was very handsome, and he was also very pious, even when he was a young child. He was brought up and trained and educated by his uncle named Odo, who was also a saint and Archbishop of Canterbury. And when Saint Oswald was still a young man, he was elected something called the dean of the group of priests in the Diocese of Winchester. And the dean was a chief of the cathedral priests in Winchester. And even though it was a very important office, Saint Oswald noticed that the priests of whom he was superior, they didn't live very good life. They regarded their priestly duties as something done in the midst or besides their other worldly desires. So Saint Oswald attempted to reform this group of priests, but he saw that it was in vain. So he started to think, what would be the best way to reform the training of priests? Because at that time there were still no seminaries where the priest would be trained. And he thought that the best way would be the restoration to the monastic life and monastic discipline when it comes how priests should live. The discipline which was now meant to be supervised, it was meant to be according to very strict schedule of prayer and work, all of which monks were very much in famous. So Saint Oswald made a long trip to France, and he joined there the order of Saint Benedict. And when he had done that, he returned to England. Unfortunately, he found out that his uncle, the Archbishop of Canterbury, had died. But Saint Oswald found himself a new patron, another saint, Saint Dunstan, who was the bishop of the, or rather a metropolitan of Canterbury. And through this new patron, Saint Oswald was named as the Bishop of Worcester. The monastic revival was now in full bloom in Worcester, thanks of Saint Oswald. And he was very careful that he appointed only good priests in the office of taking care of the people, because Saint Oswald wanted his priests to be good priests who spend lots of time in work and prayer and tell their people how to get to the heaven. He was also very attached to Blessed Virgin Mary, and Saint Oswald built a big church right next to his cathedral, and there he assigned that his priests should daily chant the divine office in this church, that is the official prayer of the church. and he himself assisted at this chanting of divine offers, and his example was followed by people as well who, under his guidance, liked very much to go to church. The life and exemplar of Saint Oswald was a great effect both to his priests, who started now to live a better life, and also to his people, so that the new spirit of revival ever more desire to bring back to come back to the church and to obey its rules really took a great root in his diocese. Saint Oswald finally died on the leap day, that is February 29th, in the year 992. Dear children, it is baptism which truly makes you a child of God. But when you grow up, you also have to think and learn to know the discipline of God's church. God's Church, the Catholic Church, has given you many rules because the Church, like a loving mother, wants you very much to go to heaven. So all these rules which she obliges you to follow, like Sunday Mass attendance, the fasting during Lent, and abstinence on Friday, they are meant to be always taken very seriously and to follow with exactitude and in spirit of humility. The Church is truly like the lighthouse which sheds her light all the way through the darkness of this world. When you always follow that light of the Church, children, that is, that you pay attention to her rules and commandments, you also become one of God's little sheep, that is, that you place yourself under the guidance of your bishops and your priests, because your bishops and priests, just like Saint Oswald, very much want you to go to heaven, and when you do as you are being told, you are also not only one of God's children in this life, but also one of his saints in the future heaven. May God bless you, in the name of the Father, and